This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of monsoon session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. During the meeting, government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament. He said, besides important legislations including Jan Vishwas, Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage.
कई bills हैं जो इस सत्र में आएंगे, जैसे shipping bill है, ports bill है, merchant bills हैं, sports का bill है और जन विश्वास bill है, education का कई महत्वपूर्ण bills हैं जो इस मानसून सत्र में आने वाले हैं.
Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, meeting of the leaders of the opposition Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance was held yesterday via video conferencing to finalise their strategies. The meeting was attended by parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, Shiv Sena, UBT, DMK, CPIM, NCPSAP, among others. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, SP leader Ram Gopal Yadav and DMK's Tiruchi Siva were among those present in the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared an article highlighting the significance of the Yuva Spiritual Summit, calling it a major step toward achieving a drug-free India. In reply to a post by Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandaviya, Mr. Modi said, Dr. Mandaviya elaborates on how the Yuva Spiritual Summit marks a major step in building a drug-free India. Organized by the My Bharat Initiative, the Youth Spiritual Summit is being held on the sacred ghats of Kashi with the theme Drug-Free Youth for a Viksit Bharat, Developed India. The two-day summit, which began yesterday, is part of the Modi government's broader campaign under the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan Drug-Free India movement aimed at tackling substance abuse through youth-led initiatives. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that there is no power on the planet to dictate India how to handle its affairs. Addressing the officer trainees of Indian Defence Estate Services 2024 batch at the Vice President's enclave, Mr. Dhankar stated that all decisions in this country, a sovereign nation, are taken by its leadership.
All decisions in this country, a sovereign nation, are taken by its leadership. There is no power on the planet to dictate India how to handle its affairs. We do live in a nation and nations that are a committee. We work in togetherness, we work in tandem. We have mutual respect, diplomatic dialogues.
Odisha government has decided to launch a special program, Shakti Shri, to ensure the safety of girl students in colleges and universities in the state. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi announced this in Bhubaneswar yesterday. The new program will be implemented in all 16 universities and 730 government and aided colleges coming under the Higher Education Department of the state. The announcement came in the wake of self-immolation of a girl student of FM College in Balasore over alleged harassment by a faculty member recently. India has secured 3 gold, 2 silver, 1 bronze medals at the 66th International Mathematical Olympiad 2025 held in Australia. Kanav Talwar, Arav Gupta from Delhi, Aditya Mangudi from Maharashtra have won gold medals. Abel George Matthew from Karnataka and Adish Jain from Delhi secured silver medals, while Delhi's Archit Manas secured the bronze. This is only the second time since 1998 that India has won 3 gold medals at the Mathematical Olympiad. In 2024, India had created history by winning 4 golds. India ranked 7th globally this year, scoring a record 193 out of 252 points, its highest so far. The cricket match between Indian champions and Pakistan champions has been called off at the World Championship of Legends WCL 2025. The match was cancelled after organisers faced major backlash amid India's ongoing tensions with Pakistan due to cross-border terrorism. And that is the end of this news bulletin.